Books and Arts.
Film Review. New film, Zero Dark Thirty. American Night. The OBL thriller has landed.
Catherine Bigelow's superb new thriller about the hunt for Osama bin Laden, Zero Dark Thirty, hits the ground running like its heroine and never draws breath. After a montage of emergency calls made on September 11, 2001 by doomed people in the Twin Towers, the film jumps ahead 2 years to Maya, played by Jessica Chastain, a red-headed avenging angel and ferocious CIA analyst who is watching the interrogation of an Al-Qaeda paymaster in a so-called black prison run by the American agency. Maya accepts the methods used by Dan, her CIA mentor, played by Jason Clarke, on the unfortunate Ammar, played by Reda Khateb, to get information that could prevent an attack on a hotel in Saudi Arabia. She even fetches the water for the waterboarding. In the mercifully brief scene where Dan uses humiliation and confinement to break his battered captive, Maya's presence is part of the routine. The attack happens anyway because the Saudis failed to act on the CIA's tip. Maya suggests that they hide this detail from Abar, one of Osama bin Laden's many relatives, to extract more information from him. He duly names a certain Abu Ahmed as the Al-Qaeda leader's personal courier, and Maya spends the rest of the film following that name through a labyrinth where a detainee video is just another lead, like the background noise on a mobile phone, into the dusty arena where the first stealth helicopter touches down inside the Abbottabad compound at 12:30, Zero Dark Thirty in popular military parlance. Maya is finishing the job that was started by her predecessor in Ms. Bigelow's 2008 film, The Hurt Locker, which was also written by Mark Bowl, a journalist. Her work poses the same risks. After a tour of duty in Baghdad defusing bombs that all appear to have been built by the same shadowy bomb maker, Ms. Bigelow's hero could not return home and re-enlisted to continue the hunt. In Zero Dark Thirty, Maya is hunting the serial killer-in-chief, whom she believes to be the author not just of September 11th, but of all the subsequent attacks in Saudi Arabia, London, Indonesia and Afghanistan that are shown in the film. Like many such cinematic heroines, the CIA's Joan of Arc, Maya has not had a boyfriend for 10 years, is sometimes in danger of becoming what she is hunting. The question of where she goes next, asked by the pilot who is taking her home, is left unanswered in the final rare close-up of Maya. It is a shot and a question that lingers.